Thank you for joining us for our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention. Our FFA Convention coverage brought to you in part by the Oklahoma FFA Association and Oklahoma FFA alumni. She's a lady with a mission, trying to repeat as a national champion in the Proficiency Awards. Last year, Rochelle Blakely of Ulaga FFA won in the Diversified Livestock competition, the entrepreneurship category. This year, she's in the Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award category. She's a finalist as a national award winner. And right now, we talk with her about the opportunity to go for two national awards 2 years in a row.
Rochelle, we've talked before, but tell me a little bit about how you got started in FFA in this particular category.
In the beef production area, I grew up on a sixth-generation livestock and farming operation, so my family had a lot to do with my involvement in the livestock industry. And then when I got into FFA, I expanded my beef operation to include the sales of retail cuts of meat.
So tell me a little bit about your kind of the progression of your SAE. How'd you get to, what'd you start with? What have you got now?
Well, I started at the age of five with two heifers that my family gave me a long time ago. And by the time my FFA career began, I was already selling show prospects and seed stock and locker beef on the rail. And as my FFA career began, I bought a set of 15 replacement heifers to expand my genetic base. And when I became a sophomore, I decided I wanted to go ahead and expand my beef operation a little more, and that's when I included the sales of retail cuts of meat at the at farmers markets.
Tell me about the retail operation. How exactly has that all evolved, and what are you doing now?
Well, I started out selling it out of the locker, halves and quarters, and then I expanded it to at the farmers markets. I had to have my trailer inspected. I have to have a license that's renewed each year. It costs $100 for my license, and there's a health inspector that comes to the farmers market. But I have expanded my customer base to where I now actually have a list of over 500 emails of my customers, and I actually meet them in the Tulsa area every 2 weeks through the winter.
So is this something that you're selling fresh beef or frozen beef?
It's frozen, but it's still considered fresh for 6 months. So it's fresh, but it has to be frozen the way I'm selling it. I am not able to sell it unfrozen.
Okay. You know, tell me about your customers. Why are they interested in buying beef from an individual like yourself?
My meat is all hormone and antibiotic free. It's given grass and grain. And the consumer is looking for a very healthy, nutritious product. And I think that's why local beef and local products and agricultural products in general are becoming so popular.
In your mind, what would you like to do going forward with this project? And are you going to keep something like this going, or are you going to move into some other aspect of your life as far as a different career?
I'm going to keep expanding on this. I think that it still hasn't reached its full potential. I go to three markets a week now, and it keeps me very busy through the summer. Hopefully, they started an online market last year, and I hope to keep continuing that as well as maybe expand it to a larger customer base as well.
Rochelle Blakely of the Ulaga FFA chapter, the national award winner in 2009 in the Diversified Livestock Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award. Can she win in beef production entrepreneurship here in 2010? We'll know Friday afternoon in Indianapolis, and we'll report it to you right here on OklahomaFarmReport.com, our Blue Green Gazette. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.